Running, laughing, skipping through the streaming fields of time. On my way back home. Sky is shining, time is flying, bird is on the wing. On my way back home. Flying to the sun, sweet Caroline. Mountain, river, city, canyon, living day to day. Flying to the sun. Fell back meditating, and my life was but a dream. On my way back home. Flying to the sun, sweet Caroline. Clouds of life I wandered aimlessly. Neither being here nor there. And now I feel your love inside of me. We're there for a while, you and me. But a dream. On my way back home. Flying to the sun, sweet Caroline. Flying to the sun, sweet Caroline.
Sweet Caroline.
Sweet Caroline.
Sweet
loving awareness is free, is free, is free.
The time is right to find one another. And there is love in all to discover. Don't you ever wonder what you're really here for? Don't you ever wonder what you're really here for? And what's it to you if I love you? What's it to you if I love you? Oh, oh. All one existence. Don't want not to be. All one our consciousness. Don't want not to be free. All one loving. Don't want not to be loved. We've got to rid ourselves of fear and doubt and pain, insecurity. You see our aimless use of energy. All one loving, you know. Don't want not to be loved. Why can't we live a life of love and harmony? And peace, equality, understand the oneness in all life. What's it to you if I love you? What's it to you if I love you?
Get that dirty shirt in with me.
God's voice of loving awareness.
For the loving kind of awareness.
Radio Caroline.
Newman are on the radio with our tribute to Ronan O'Reilly,
the forefather of what we know today as local radio. Came out of that, so you could say he was the godfather of local radio.
Yes, if it hadn't been for Caroline, there would be, well, there probably would have been other radio, but it really sparked it all off, didn't it, in the North Sea.
When Veronica was the first, more or less. Yeah. Caroline, North and South, Radio Essex, Radio Scotland.
So, of course,
back in that day, there was no local radio.
Nothing.
So it's interesting to know that, I mean, what we used to listen to, the pirate stations, we used to listen to that for local news about events that were going on locally, which you never got anywhere else.
Okay, yeah, because otherwise it was just the BBC Home Service. The light
programme.
And the third. And we did have Luxembourg, of course, on 208 metres. And AFN. I used to listen to AFN, American Forces Network. Excellent. That was good. That was good sometimes.
Yeah, they used to have a lot of American football and baseball on there, though.
Yeah.
A lot of times. Yeah, I remember AFN, American Forces Network.
So we began with the new Riders of the Purple Sage and On My Way Back Home. And it was the Loving Awareness Band and Existence, and finally the Fortunes and Caroline. Now, what was good about Caroline was they played the music that you weren't going to hear anywhere else. And I'm thinking not so much of the 60s, but into the 70s and the 80s. And one of those tracks was Kraftwerk. The album, The Man Machine, was issued in May 1978. And that's where I first heard the model. Do you know, it wasn't until February the 6th, 1982, that became top of the charts in the United Kingdom. So it was, 4 years later, and yet Caroline had been playing that track. So when I first heard it on, must have been Radio 1, I thought, wow, this is an old song.
Gerne mit zu mir nach Haus. der Kamera, da zeigt sie, was sie kann.
Quirk in the time continuum, we inadvertently played the German language version from Dimension Machine.
Das ist gut, ja. Das ist gut.
But we're not afraid. When we're not too big that we don't admit our mistakes. Actually, the song is so good, they played it twice.
Thank you.
wonderful stuff, Les.
Worth
playing the German and the English language versions there. While the vinyl's on the deck, why don't we listen to the next track? Neon Lights, Kraftwerk. Is that okay, Mr. Producer Man?
Certainly is.
Thank you.
seemingly simplistic and yet very complex in construction. What wonderful memories, melodies, good melodies, and conjuring up good memories. Are you there still, Les?
Yeah, listening to Kraftwerk and Robot dancing at the same time.
From 1978, The Man Machine. And the model wasn't a hit in the UK until February 1982. Another one for me was Yellow Man, 1984. And this is called Strong Me Strong.
We'll dedicate this one to each and every one. Boys and girls, man and woman. Come, me say, strong me, strong me, move it, carry on. Me say, strong me, strong, move it, carry on. Me say, strong me, strong, move it, carry on. Galangalang, yellow man a number one. Me say, hold up your hand, become me to number one. Me say, hold up your hand, become me to number one. Me say, hold up your hand, become me to number one. Oh, bim and bam. Airport, I win the Queenland, the outer airport, I win the Queenland. She come up at the place, she everybody on the first and she shake. A yellow man, and that me show you say, me well important. Oh, bim and bam, Miss Lou and Mars Run. Can me say 10 to 1 in a Babylon? Can not it 1 to 1 in a Mount Zion? 1 to 1 in a Mount Zion. Me say, some me no fit carry on. Me say,
our Jamaican friends are never backwards in coming forwards, are they? That's Yellow Man from his album called King Yellow Man, and Strong Me Strong, a tune that I've only ever heard on Radio Caroline, and that was round about 1984 when the album was released. So I think it's almost time to start this week's programme. We're 38 minutes into it, and we've been meandering our way around memories of Ronan O'Reilly each week.
Did you realise he was George Lazenby's manager?
Who?
He was the executive producer. Ronan Riley was.
Yes,
George Lazenby's manager. He executively produced on Her Majesty's Service in 69. Film that Lazenby was in.
Yeah.
But apparently, from what I was reading, Riley said at the time to Lazenby not to take it. He was offered a season of seven Bond films. But he told him not to take it because he didn't think the Bond movies were going anywhere.
Oh.
That's what...
He didn't get it.
So a bit of bad advice there.
He didn't get everything right, did he?
Of course, Roger Moore was happy to take it on and went on to go do great things with it.
Yeah. And
that's why Lazenby only appeared in one Bond film.
All down to our friend Ronan then.
And
of course, Ronan went on after the ships were towed away in 1968. Caroline returned kind of initially as Radio Seagull, 1973-1974, because Ronan didn't want to sully the Radio Caroline name with way out progressive type music. So he enlisted the two guys from Radio Geronimo, who he'd clearly been impressed by, Barry Everett and Hugh Nolan, and that's how they ended up on the Mi Amigo radio ship. And so that's how we got Radio Seagull and Radio Caroline still broadcasting separately to this day.
Yeah, quite mate. He actually also, incidentally, talking about the film industry, O'Reilly also was with Marianne Faithfull's The Girl on a Motorcycle. And also, he did another... He actually appeared in Universal Soldier.
Oh.
He's had quite a bit of an interest in the...
I think he was involved with a film...
In the 1970s.
I think he was involved with a film called Gold. I seem to think it being advertised on Caroline. Gold is a film. Gold is a movie. Anyway, each week, Les Newman and me, Chris Bent, we play those hip to the beat releases from this week in 1970. And every week we seem to be talking about Lee Scratch Perry, the genius of him as a producer. Well, he has done his own music, and this is Lee Scratch Perry with his tune called African Hitchhiker. Stand by for Father Christmas Marco.
I am the word professor, I am the word processor, I am the green monitor. My name is Father Christmas Marcos, and I am a moss. Rocking on the wire with my crazy ball of fire. Rocking on the wire with my crazy ball of fire. Rocking on the wire with my crazy ball of fire. A moss. I am an alien from outer space. I am an alien and got no home. I am an alien from outer space. I am an alien living in my briefcase. A moss. While other were chasing riches, I was chasing witches, legions of demons and hosts of vampire. Here is a cross of fire here on my heart to prove I am the living torch. I am a hitchhiker. I'm hitching and hiking straight from
Africa. I am a magician, I am a musician, I love magic. Yes, the magician perform his magic and disappear.
Lee Scratch Perry, African Hitchhiker, preceded by Yellow Man and Strong Me Strong. You were telling me that on my birthday, in fact, on my 15th birthday, Jethro Tull on, I'll tell you a little story. Jethro Tull released their album Benefit. It came with two different record labels. You took potluck with it. Some were released on the Island record label and some were released on Chrysalis. This was while they were still carrying the Island catalogue number, but they hadn't quite established themselves as an independent record label. So that's why, if you find the album on eBay, it can have one of two labels on it. There we go. Let's listen to the first track on the album, Jethro Tull, Benefit.
Probably will. don't go down. Acting the same old play. Get 60 days for just one night. Don't think I'd make it, but then I might. Then it probably be what I want to be. Just 1 week for the feeling to go, and with you there to help me, then it probably will. Going back to the ones that I know, with whom I can be what I want to be. Just 1 week for the feeling to go, and with you there to help me, it probably will.
Mighty Jethro Tull, the album's Benefit. I was 15 at the time. Not the 15 or 16 years I pretend to be in my head still. How say you? What age are you in your head these days, Les?
Mid-30s, probably less.
Oh.
No, I like to relive them early days. I still think I'm a 20-year-old.
Yeah.
No. I can't cut it anymore, though. A lot of stuff.
I didn't get any.
The trouble is, you try doing stuff and it sort of like catches up.
Yeah. My head didn't get much further than 15 or 16, I'm afraid.
No.
Happy days indeed, and
you're having happy days, listener,
in your lockdown,
enjoying these unenforced retirement, you know, that everybody's going through at the moment.
Listening to these two old duffers going on and on, droning about the past, but occasionally playing something new. Actually, this goes back a little bit further. It's Grace Slick with The Great Society before Jefferson Airplane. It's called Conspicuous Only in Its Absence. And this is an embryonic version of a song she would take to the airplane, White Rabbit. Do we have any more information, Les, about anything you want to talk about?
It's that Conspicuous Only in Its Absence was actually re-issued in 1971 as a double album. But I'm trying to think what the other album was that it went with. Yeah. But it was a double album. Oh. It was reissued in 1971.
Well, my copy is a US import, and I can see they had to use felt tip pen all over the label, which said Columbia, because we already had a Columbia label in this country, owned by EMI, and Columbia in the US was released here as CBS Records, the Columbia Broadcasting System. There you go, a mile of information. Here we go. Unless Les wants to drop by, because they don't start singing for about 5 minutes or so, Les.
5 minutes? Really? Oh, there you go. What else was I going to say? Just checking up on this. Released by Columbia Records, that's correct. The album's recordings made at the Matrix Club originally in San Francisco in 1966. And the album, as I said, it was... this one, Conspicuous Only by Its Absence. There was also another album, How It Was, and they were recorded as a double album known as The Collector's Item. White Rabbit, as you quite rightly says, was written by Grace Slick, and actually, that's right, if it's White Rabbit, and this would, bear in mind this was recorded in 66, then of course Jefferson Airplane's version came out a year later in 1967 on the Surrealistic Pillow album. So there we are, there's just a few things about this.
Thank you, Les.
Thank you. One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small. And the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall. And if you go chasing rabbits,
incredible, isn't it?
Wow, that's an amazing version of it. Yeah, that's really good. Wow.
Running, laughing, skipping through the streaming fields of time, on my way back home. Sky is shining, time is flying.